It's Wisconsin Today. It's been nearly a week since a memorial was held for the assassinated conservative commentator Charlie Kirk, and young conservatives are looking to the future.
According to the group Turning Point USA, tens of thousands of requests to form new college and high school chapters have poured into the organization that promotes conservative ideology among young people.
To learn more about young conservatives in Wisconsin, we're joined by Nick Jacobs, chairman of the Wisconsin Federation of College Republicans and a member of the UW-River Falls College Republicans chapter. Nick, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How does organizing feel for you now in the wake of Charlie Kirk's killing?
At first it was a shock. It's incredibly sad. I mean, this is somebody that, I have looked up to. This is somebody that my friends and pretty much every college Republican has looked up to since they were young. And for something to happen so quickly, for such a wonderful mind to have his life cut short is terrible. But in the wake of that, I've noticed people want his legacy to continue, and they want to keep pushing. I've had people that I didn't even know were political at all join the College Republicans or join Turning Point or attend events or talk to me about politics. And the people that I do know are political are, tenfold as active as they were prior. I mean, this is really, and people are going to make sure that that wasn't the end of anything.
Are we at a kind of turning point then in Wisconsin for young, engaged conservatives?
I 100% think so. It's honestly crazy. I think last year at our college Republican meetings towards the end of it, at River Falls, we would average maybe 10, 15 people. We had like 20. We have like 20 consistently this year. And it's not just freshmen. I mean, there are people who are upperclassmen or whatever, and in the wake of such a tragic event, they've decided to take political action, and they are getting involved, which I think is personally incredible, and I think it's going to reflect electorally. I think that more people are going to maybe pursue this as a career or as a job, and I think that it's going to have very broad implications for youth activism in Wisconsin politics.
Have you heard among your peers any fears of speaking out about conservative views on campus or having religious viewpoints on campus? What do you make if there are concerns?
100%. People are afraid. I mean, people are active, but there's definitely a sense of trepidation there where it's people are scared because, it goes back to we view these people as us, right? I mean, when I heard about the horrific events on the 10th, it's like, man, that could have been me. That could have been my friends. That could have been my best friends, right? And so there is that level of fear. People are afraid. I've heard of the reaction from people who are not conservative, right? Celebrating a political assassination, which I've seen happen on my own campus. I think people don't really, and that makes people very, very uncomfortable because they are thinking that if they would celebrate the assassination of Charlie Kirk, they would celebrate the assassination of me. That's what a lot of people think. And so I've heard multiple people from various chapters, and especially in my own chapter, people are afraid, I think, 100%.
Charlie Kirk was not an elected official. We see other prominent conservative voices, Elon Musk, for one, Tucker Carlson, also outside of roles in traditional, federal office. Do you and other young conservatives find figures outside of the traditional party apparatus as more trustworthy than longtime Republican Party members? How do you view that?
How I view it, and I think a lot of people view it like this, right? When you see somebody who's not an elected official or not really in the party like that, like Charlie Kirk, like Tucker Carlson. I think we look at these people and we can kind of see ourselves in them more easily, right? Which makes it so when something tragic happens, it hits home that much more. But as we see them succeed and look at their success, I think a lot of students sit back and they're like, man, like, you know, I could do that, which I think is a really powerful thing, right? Because I think it takes a certain type of person to be elected. I think it's very difficult, but I think any of us can go and talk to people and kind of, and that's what all of these figures sort of do, right?
Nick, thank you for joining us. Thank you for this conversation.
Well, thank you very much.
That is Nick Jacobs, chairman of the Wisconsin Federation of College Republicans. He's a senior at UW-River Falls and vice chair of its College Republicans chapter. For a broader look at the movement of young conservatives now, we're joined by Sam Martin, the Frank Church Endowed Chair and Associate Professor of Public Affairs at Boise State University. Her research focuses on political storytelling and conservative social movements. Sam, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to have the chance to talk to you.
How did Kirk engage with young people in a way that other Republicans are really trying to grasp and learn from and emulate?
Charlie Kirk had a particular charisma, right? And that charisma got recognized very early, which is why he was encouraged, when he was only 18, to forego further college education and found Turning Point USA. And that charisma is, you know, very difficult for other Republican leaders to try to replicate. It's not totally dissimilar from the kind of charisma that Donald Trump has, which is hard to give language to, but it's clearly happening because people have jumped into the movement and have a kind of reverence that doesn't often exist for political organizers, right? I think what Charlie Kirk did very well was understand that the primary playground for politics and culture in the United States right now is happening in the media, whether we're talking about the internet, social media, podcasting, whatever. He really understood the power of media to create a movement and to draw people in across even constituencies and across spaces. And he does, and that's like one thing that I think the left in this country hasn't really grasped yet. They don't see the media for the crucial space that it is in movement development. And so that is what really I think drew in young people. Young people are very technologically savvy. He knew where they were. He knew how to get to them. And he was young enough that he could speak in ways that were winsome.
Let's look a little bit deeper there on the internet, this online conservative commentator, part of this online conservative ecosystem, you know, had alleged feuds with other right-wing online figures. What is important to understand between the dynamics going on in that environment and in social media, and then compared to other factions of the American right wing?
So if we call it like the conservative ecosystem that exists online, especially for young white men, is particularly insular, and it's particularly strident. And I think that we cannot deny that we're in a moment in the United States where younger, especially males of European or Anglo descent, feel, I guess, disestablished is the word I would use, right? Or displaced in terms of their role and their opportunities and where they're going. There's a really resonant conversation happening about what it means to be a sort of white guy in the United States right now, and a discourse about being, displaced and being less important, or being told that their time is kind of up, right? Mm-hmm. And Charlie Kirk represented that exactly, right? He was fairly good-looking, young, white, articulate male who was able to somehow, while being at the center of everything, and so very establishment, having a voice like he was speaking to Donald Trump in the Oval Office. He's in this establishment place, and yet he was able to articulate an experience of being excluded that really proliferates in those online spaces and that really draws particularly young men who feel, I think, angry about the status of things or who find it compelling, this idea that part of the reason they're struggling has to do with their identity, right? And so I argue that the Charlie Kirk and that right-wing infrastructure, it's really a kind of identity politics. And it just sounds different than the identity politics that we often get on the left.
Okay, so now Erica Kirk, appointed CEO of Turning Point USA after her husband's death. What are you watching for next out of this political organization in terms of your research?
What I'm watching for is to see what kind of tone the organization takes going forward. I think that the tone that Mr. Kirk used and the words that he used and the arguments he made and the framing that he emphasized, they were far more adversarial and I think sometimes dehumanizing or cruel than we like to remember, than we being just like people in general. Very quickly, his style of engagement is becoming sort of remembered much more kindly than I think was true. And that's not unusual. That's often what happens when people pass away. But I think there's a possibility that if the sort of ethos surrounding Mr. Kirk becomes the dominant narrative, where people remember him as an on-the-level interlocutor who was really genuinely trying to have good conversation, if Turning Point USA grasps onto that and begins to forward a kind of engagement that can vociferously disagree with the other side, but do so in a way that really does try to seek deliberative connection, deliberative ways to move forward as a people, I think it could be pretty extraordinary. And Ms. Kirk's comments at her husband's memorial service were very focused on both loving him, remembering him, thinking of him as the conservative icon that he was, but also reaching out to people who disagree, even going so far as to say that she forgives the person who committed the murder.
Sam, thank you for your insights. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Sam Martin is the Frank Church Endowed Chair of Public Affairs and Associate Professor at Boise State University. Earlier, we heard from UW-River Falls student Nick Jacobs, Chairman of the Wisconsin Federation of College Republicans.